Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's April 4th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to look at Luke chapter 8, verse 27. And verse 27 reads, "When Jesus had stepped out on land, there met him a man from the city who had demons. For a long time, he had worn no clothes, and he had not lived in a house, but among the tombs." Now, this story goes on to share about when Jesus had cast out the legion of demons. It's a very well-known story, and it's quite incredible for sure. But what I want to highlight here is not so much the casting out of demons, but being prepared to cast out demons. The story starts by telling us that Jesus sailed across the sea. And if you go to Mark chapter 5, verse 2, it says, "When Jesus had stepped out of the boat, immediately he was met." So Jesus was immediately ready to engage with this demon-possessed man. The story doesn't say Jesus was met and heard the man's plight, then took his disciples away for a weekend of fasting, prayer, and study to prepare himself. No, Jesus stepped out of the boat and was immediately in the ring. As we so often say here on these devotionals, Jesus' life was a textbook for us to read and learn from. And what this interaction speaks to is that Jesus was always ready. He was always prepared. He didn't need a week's worth of build-up, make sure he had a full belly and just finished a cup of coffee before he brought the good news, or even cast out demons. He was ready, and he was willing at all times. His life was a life of preparation. So how can we follow our Lord's example to be ready? To be ready for the unexpected even? In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, the Lord commands Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." The way we prepare is simple. It's the way Christ prepared, and it's the way the apostles prepared. We meditate on the Word of God, and you know, there's no shortage of verses instructing us to meditate. And it's not just to read, but to store it up in our hearts and minds. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11 through 14 is beautiful. It says, "For this commandment that I command you today is not too hard for you. Neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, 'Who will ascend to heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?' Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, 'Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?' But the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so that you can do it." So how are we to be prepared? We stay in the word. We write it on our hearts. We keep it on our lips. Jesus didn't need a moment to get prepared. He was always prepared. Christ was read up and prayed up so that he was never unprepared to do the Father's work. I pray that we would have the same hunger and that same desire. And our psalm for the day comes from Psalms 20, verses 1 and 4. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. And our proverb comes from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. When I was a son with my father, tender, the only one in the sight of my mother, he taught me and said to me, "Let your heart hold fast my words, keep my commandments, and live." And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.